Last episode, we discussed a potential impact that the Lorax might have had on our younger generation. In this episode, we will discuss deeper into the storyline of the Lorax and see its direct comparison to our reality in 2020 by using well-known and practical examples that are still occurring to this day. In the book The Lorax, the main driver of environmental degradation was the factory of Onslers, who chopped down trees to create a product called the Need. But here's the dilemma. Why did the Onsler keep on chopping down the trees when he clearly knew the potential effects of his actions? Direct explanation from The Lorax. Not only that, he did show levels of sympathy towards the environment and the animals. But we all know why, and that is money. The people kept on demanding more and more needs. And with greed that now expanded upon his entire family, they decided to go on full overdrive in their production, which ultimately led to the devastation of the environment that kicked all the animals out. Yes, The Lorax is just a fiction that is highly dramatized to catch attention and be educational for children, as well as entertainment. But almost identical phenomena are actually occurring on our reality at this very moment. And that is with the product that we love as much as the people of the Lorax love the needs, and that is oil. Although it is not universal among the global population, most Americans love oil. We crave fast vehicles powered by gas-guzzling V8 engines, and many Americans also make a living off the oil industry and are the backbone of their local economy and even our national economy. Like the needs, the demand for them are never-ending, at least for now. They are considered essential for the functioning of our global civilization. But the impact of both usage and production of oil is detrimental enough to be directly comparable to the Lorax. The Union of Concerned Scientists, yes, that is their real name, has stated that carbon and nitrogen oxide emissions from gasoline cars are not only threatening to our environment by contributing to the greenhouse effect, they are also directly responsible for over 30,000 deaths per year around the world. In addition, according to NRDC, the Natural Resources Defense Council, you might have heard of them from How I Met Your Mother, or at least I did. They have stated in their research that fracking, the manufacturing process of extracting crude oil from the environment, exposes diesel particulates and greenhouse gases to the environment and also to the locals, which deteriorates both the residents and workers of fracking communities and the global environment. Like the production of needs, the production of oil, which is on a massive scale that many of us can't even imagine, pollutes the environment and drive both animals and humans out of their habitat. Though it may sound cruel, at least in the Lorax, the animal seems to be the only one who have been directly affected. But in reality, it is killing both animals and humans. Such is the reason why the children's book like the Lorax are so important to us as society. It brings us awareness that is crucial, yet is often ignored in our everyday lives. As discussed in episode 1, influencing the younger generation early on can help shape the public perception on the issues of environmental justice going forward, and bring about crucial changes to our energy consumptions and environmental oversight that can help extend the life we have here on Earth.